things. I see the radio's carrying Goodyear stuff on Humphrey's proposal to Marcos on how many men we're going to get in the Philippines. We had a tentative agreement. They put 4,500, I remember it, after the election. They'd get the Congress permission. They passed it through one house and had the other. I think it's ill-advised and inappropriate from my standpoint and from Humphrey's for him to go out and ask at a man's inauguration or it is at his wedding or something for a big commitment on sending men into war. I'd wait until he got in office and got through this festivities, number one. Number two, I doubt we have the horsepower and the weapons on board with Humphrey at this moment to get the maximum benefit from Marcos. And I wouldn't want to settle for some little something that doesn't amount to anything. Three, when Humphrey comes back, I think Mel Laird or some of them will say, how much is he getting? He's going to get nothing but a little consideration. That's going to make him look bad. So I don't know what we can do up there, but I wish you'd take steps to see that they get away from that Filipino contribution as much as we can, and we follow up on that, maybe through appropriate military people or others in the next few days. Second, I'm a little distressed about this Bethlehem steel increase. The market's going through the ceiling on it. All of them are being raised. I don't know how significant it is.
We've got Council of Economic Advisors looking at it. No, I don't either. It's not on all their products.
No, it's just on selective items, which is kind of along the line that we'd expect. But the way the market's reacting, it looks mighty good.
Yeah.
And I think that somebody's going to have to say pretty soon that we're going to have to appeal to the industrial leadership to watch profiteering, because we can't have profiteering while men are dying, and there's going to be a bad reaction if business does do that. Now you figure out how we ought to say it without lowering the boom to the point we just start a civil war. But figure out how I ought to say it, or Bill Moyer, or some of them. Now, there's no question but what these folks coming in here on items like aluminum and copper and platinum and steel, that they're profiteering. If we had a peace treaty tomorrow and we cut about $10 billion out of this budget, they'd be in a hell of a shape. And they ought to use it. They're doing well. They ought to use this as a chance to get a few extra dollars. Would you give a little thought to that during the day?
Sure.
Maybe talk to Clark also on this Bethlehem stuff.
Sure.
Okay.
Clark Clifford.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll do it. Thanks.